Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is your boys. We're back again for another installment of the AP3 podcast.
Hello there.
I'm Alex McBuckets, and I'm joined with my lovely co-host,
Anthony O'Hara.
Angelito, what's good, y'all? How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
In the mind
of Lito. Word. Guys, a lot has happened since the last time that you guys have seen us. So we're gonna run through things pretty quickly. You know what I'm saying? I want to start this podcast off really hot.
Referee, huh?
Yeah. No. Wow. No. But I feel like there's no better way to introduce this podcast than talking about what's been going on in the news recently. Or I guess it's like kind of older news now. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, they released Epstein's list. We're not going to go through the whole thing. We're not. But there's just one name specifically on the list that stands out to me. And I just want to know where you guys stand on the whole thing.
Who is it?
Stephen Hawking.
Oh,
He was definitely just having a great time on that island, just like...
No, hold on. How good of a time was he having?
Nah, I think I think
I want to go to the island. I'm unsure.
Nah, I think he was like probably like the camera guy. I think he was holding it up.
I think
he was recording everything. You know, it's all in his wheelchair.
GoPro on him, just like, this.
Like it was strapped up and everything. Jesus, I can see that.
Christ. Turn left. Turn right, zoom in. I don't know what business he had being on the island. I don't know what he was, but he also, like, you know, I was talking about this earlier. I don't necessarily know what he did for science. I that's gonna sound very like,
this is such a wild but what the fuck?
I don't know what the fuck he did for science, but I do know wasn't the best guy. He, like, cheated on his wife of, like, mad years with the assistant. Could you imagine what that was like?
I mean, a lot of hours, but, you know, damn, behind closed doors. Shit.
Angel, what's your opinion on the whole thing?
Yeah, what the fuck was he doing over there? On some real timing.
Yo, he was...
You tell us.
Because, like, he can't really do much.
Yeah, I'm telling you, he was recording.
What if
man.
He was, bro? What
he
if
was
he,
like, he was that moving camera?
Where he was like
he's
moving
got
his
thing on him though.
Stop it.
What?
Oh my god.
Would he be able to feel what he's like? What they're doing to him though? To go shit. I don't know.
It's not. As long as they touch like his heart, it's all that matters.
His hard drive, not his heart.
they were just nervous if he actually skipped the beat. You know?
Okay, fair. We'll move on.
Let's move on to what they want to know. They want to know embarrassing shit about us.
Probably the most embarrassing moment of my childhood is I shit my pants in the first grade. Whoa. I shit my pants so bad.
All right, but the first grade is not, like, that's not crazy bad. It's, like, somewhat reasonable that you shit yourself.
No, bro, like, it was bad. It was soft. Like soft. Diarrhea, like, oh explosion my in my pants. Yeesh. I felt so bad. Oh, I was so embarrassed. To this day, it's super embarrassing. How it happened?
You don't sound very embarrassed. You're over it.
I don't give a shit anymore. You know?
You gave a shit then.
Nah. God damn. Nah, so I woke up that morning, and I had a really bad stomach ache. And my mom, and I didn't want to go to school.
Okay.
And my mom did not let me miss school. She was like, hell no. Like, you're lying. And I'm like, okay. Nah, I have a stomach ache. Okay. And I had a stomach ache the whole time.
So,
and
full disclosure, you're blaming your mom.
No.
Damn.
Okay.
No. Well, no. I'm not blaming my mom. Okay. Anyways, I go to school, and it's like after some time, like, my stomach's seriously hurting, and I'm like, hey, miss, I need to go to the nurse's office. I don't even make it to the nurse's office.
What was the nurse going to do? She's going to give you an ice pack.
Yeah. No. Yeah, burning gulo. No. Because it was like, you know,
his ass, be like, oh, there you
nah,
go.
The nurse will call my...
He just puts the ice back on his ass.
No.
Y'all
know. You go to the nurse's office so you can get her to call your parents so they can pick you back up. You know what I mean? Because it was that bad.
I need. He's influencing the youth.
And the thing is, I got picked up by my sister, and we had to walk from my school to my crib. So I don't know if you know where my elementary school is, PS26.
No. Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Well, right by Franny. It's the one that we, like, pass on the highway.
Okay. Right in front of, like, a Chinese supermarket.
Keep going.
So, like, from there to my crib, it's still a walk. With shit in your pants, not fun. Yeah. Not fun.
Yeah, sounds kind of cool. Angel, do you have one off the top? Or
yeah.
Okay.
First grade, too, ironically enough. No, actually, no. Yeah, first grade. I pissed myself on the carpet.
Oh, y'all were just...
Yeah. No, it's because the stupid ass teacher, she was just.
I'm
not gonna name drop. I'm gonna respect. Nah. That'll be OD.
You know the teacher.
I don't know the teacher. I don't know.
Wait,
where are we in the?
No. You were different classes now. But she wouldn't let me go to. I'd be like, Miss, I gotta use the bathroom. Miss, I gotta use the bathroom. This freaking bitch said nah. Like she would ignore my shit.
Nah,
like, cause you remember back in like elementary school, they used to have like those little sit and tell.
Yeah.
So they would like read books to you or whatever, and she's like, and I was like, yo, Miss, I need to use the bathroom. She's like, Angel, shut your mouth. We gotta read the story. I'm like, all right, best. So I'm gonna just piss on the freaking carpet then.
She'll get fired.
I'm gonna piss on the carpet then. And that and then that shit was crazy. I was on the edge of the carpet.
Oh no.
So it seeped into the carpet. It also seeped into the white tile.
Yeah.
So you could see the juxtaposition between the urine color, which was yellow, and the white tile. And then, yeah, my dad had to come all the way from Manhattan, which is probably like a 40-minute train ride.
Yeah.
Came through with the Lightning McQueen tracksuit, and I changed the bathroom.
But then
Miss Kim just told me after, like, why would you?
He said her name, Miss Kim.
Yes, there. You know what? You know what? Yeah, Miss Kim. Shouts out to you, but Miss Kim, nah, bro. You were caught lacking. As a teacher, I would never do that, bro.
Let him know.
Nah, I don't even know if she works there anymore. But you know what? I don't know.
She's probably not
gonna be. Listen, Miss Kim, thank you for teaching me how to read books or whatever. But in that moment there, you did not do me wonders at all, because you made my dad travel 40 minutes to address this issue.
Talk that shit.
You could have just let me use the bathroom. Miss, please.
The worst part, you know, his dad told the family too.
Yo, the cheese made the next morning was crazy.
And it's not done just that.
He was like, este huevón se hizo pinche en el fucking class. Yo, like, carajo. Yo, word. That was the top of discussion.
Shout out to your fathers. Word.
My
most embarrassing story. I mean, I don't think this happened. I think I'm a little bit older. I think I'm in like, what grade are you in when you're like 13, or like
middle school?
Yeah. Oh, eighth grade. No, so I was in seventh grade. I want to say it was like in the middle. Angel went to my middle school, so he's gonna know who I'm referencing here. Shout out to my boy Kartar,
because we don't
talk anymore as much as I would want, but. You're such a pivotal, important piece of my middle school. Oh my God, word. All right, but anyways, so this is I'm gonna get the Indian community that watches the podcast is gonna hate me after today. I'm not gonna lie.
Who the fuck is that guy?
So he used to have this thing. I don't know the exact name for it, but it was like a
white thing.
It was a white ball that he had on the top of his thing. Yeah, please educate us. Yeah, I swear to God, I'm not trying to be belligerent. I just don't know. Anyways, it was always like, yo, let me just touch it. And he was like, no. And I asked him once, I was like, bro, can we just see it? Like, he's like, yo, I have long ass hair. You guys don't understand. Like, my hair goes like all the way down to my ass. And I was like, bro, you're lying. Like, I always see your shit in this little bun. So it was a mystery amongst our whole like group. Okay, I'm only building this up to explain why I ended up in the situation that I ended up. I saw him like off guard. And I was like, yo, I'm in the lunch line right now. I'm about to just run up and just smack that shit on the top of his head. Like, I'm gonna just run up and I'm gonna smack. Again, I was just being a little kid, so it's whatever. I was like, yo, I'm gonna smack the shit out of this. Bro, in front of my whole graduating class, we all had lunch together. Like, all the seventh graders had lunch together. It was like split up by grade. Bro, in front of my entire class, somebody spilled chocolate milk on the floor.
The schooling
milk. And I ran full speed, eyes deadlocked on the fact that I was about to smack this white ball on the top of his head. Yo, I slipped and I fell, and I just hit my, like, I felt like my entire body just like, as I was falling, I was just like, oh, wow. Like, I was like, yo, all the pretty girls, like, there's no way I'm ever, I didn't stand the chance before, but now.
Did you get milk on you?
Yo, bro. I got brought to the like nurse's office, and then they were like, yo, what happened? Like, you got hurt? What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
To to explain why I ended up in the position that I ended up in, I was just like, oh my God. And that's my most embarrassing moment.
That's pretty embarrassing.
Yeah.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, yeah. Like, because everybody was like coming up to me and like, yo, are you okay? Like, are you? But I have like a series of stories of me getting hurt in middle school. So if you guys want to hear more, let me know. And I'll bring the other ones up on the podcast. I got my nose broken in middle school celebrating with one of my closest friends to this day. Jeez. Yeah, but that's a story for another time. So weird. All right, I got something that I really want to bring up real quick, just so that we could get this, you know,
out of the way
real quick. Can we talk about the delusion that comes with being in completely in love with someone that just watches your stuff, but you guys don't actually talk? Anthony, start first.
That doesn't happen to me. I don't know what you're talking
about. God damn it.
Okay. Oh, come on. All right,
never mind. Angel,
wait, hold on. Like, you're asking if, like, it happens to me, like, if I fall in love with someone that watches my stories?
Like, okay, they watch your stories, they like all of your stuff, but you guys haven't, you know, crossed into that DM threshold just yet.
Oh, man.
Talk your shit.
I do kind of like the people that like my story. It's kind of tough. You know what's funny?
What's up?
Some of them have mans, and I'm like, what the fuck? Why are you liking my shit for?
Ooh. Nah, that's so... That's so L, bro.
I'm like, why are you liking my story?
Ladies.
And they're bad, too. And I'm like, whoa. Hold on now. I don't know.
Maybe they just think that we're funny.
Yeah. Because, listen, like...
Oh, my God.
Likes on stories can be very, like, hit or miss. They could just be liking your content for like, hey.
Yeah, exactly.
But then when you post a photo of yourself on the store and they like it, that's kind of like,
Like, you're not just interested story? In the song that's yeah. behind the
word,
post.
Word. Word. You'll never find.
All right. Anthony, you had, what did you want to say?
Nah, you just made the point of like, they thought it was funny. I got told that I was funny. By a girl. Well, it wasn't by a girl. It was by one of my boys that is like...
He's speaking for the girl.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And I got told that. I've been so geek since.
His face is red.
Like, right now, I'm geek just thinking about it. I'm like, oh shit, you think I'm funny? Yo, it's such a nice...
I prefer
getting called funny than like handsome. Okay. That's just me. Okay. That's just me.
Fair.
I can see that.
Fair. I feel like you hear handsome a lot.
Nah, I don't get handsome. I'm pretty ugly.
Damn. He's lying. What a fucking liar. Can't even be honest to our fans at home. This shit is ridiculous.
Oh, bro.
I think that the reason why I even brought the point up is because, like, yo, if you're watching my story and you're, like, the first person to watch my story, and if you're liking my shit and it's just, like, you know, I post frequently on Instagram, so it's, like, you doing that, yo, I'm gonna be thinking about the fact that you were watching my shit.
That's true.
They didn't know that though.
Let me tell you something. Y'all are all over my mind. So just like calm the fuck down on the games, all right? Shoot a DM. Don't be fucking nervous.
Yeah, men have to make the first move though.
Not fair, 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 but again.
Bro, I got hit up on the first.
Yo.
Oh, seriously?
On God, yeah, on God, bro. Anthony's been moving.
No,
fucking wild.
Yeah, he is.
Nah, the DMs that this man gets, no. I wish we could have a segment where we just read this shit.
No.
I saw one the other day that he showed us, and the girl literally just said, like, suck me. I was like, whoa, Jesus. Nothing. Or like, let me. No, fat. No, my fault. My bad. It's like, let me suck you. I was like, Christ. Anyways.
On that note, actually, I want to ask the boys, what is a toxic trait that you actually find like really attractive?
Ooh.
Really attractive.
Right. Green flag. Oh no, red flag. That's green in my eyes.
Red flag. That is golf.
Damn. You know what? Truthfully, I know this is a red flag for a lot of people, and maybe you guys don't agree with me on this, but like, if the shorty a little. You know what? This is going on the internet. Let me
say it.
All right. If the shorty is a tad bit, not OD, but a tad bit insecure, I got this thing where I just like, I'll build you up. I'll make you, you could be a solid like 4 or 5, but in my eyes and through my treatment, I'm gonna treat you like an 8 or 9. You're gonna get that. You're gonna get that on God. God
damn.
And then if you an 8 or 9, it's just gonna elevate the vibes entirely. Cause then I'm gonna be like, damn, she really bad as hell. Like every single time I'm gonna look at you, even if you're like a 4 or 5, I might fuck around and tell you like, yo, you're bad as shit.
Yo, that's some high end gaslighting.
Is it
controversial take? If the woman is slightly controlling, I kind of like it.
Oh, I love
it. I kind of like it.
I love it.
Because people I'll think it's a red flag. And I'm like, how is that a red flag?
I will live
like,
for
it. Wait, hold there's on. A thing where, like,
there's not a problem.
It's not a. No.
I don't think there's a
people have told me.
A little too much controlling, or
nah, just a tad bit controlling. Like, yo, you care about me. Also, thank you, sweetheart. Welcome it. Thank you, sweet.
Mine is a little bit similar to that with the banter, where it's like a girl who likes to argue a little bit.
Okay, fair.
And like is good at it. Like she definitely watched Suits, and she's good at it.
Guys,
like,
no,
like
I want to. If you watch Suits, Anthony, just slide in the DMs.
Come on,
slide in.
No,
be a Donna, not a Rachel.
Word. OD. No, but like with that, just like that she can throw it back, because I also have a mouth. Like I can talk, you know what I mean? I need somebody that can talk just as good as me, possibly even better. Thanks. Just to put me in my place sometimes. Like and or just even to attempt to.
Is that wrong?
You guys
with
be
us?
A little spoon?
Oh, this guy loves to be a little smart.
Nah, I'll transition. You
this
know, whatever.
Loves to be the
I'm moving my sleep, so I might start there, but we're not ending there.
Oh, someone told me that I was like shaking. Like that I was like shaking. Like, you know, you twitch and like speak in your sleep.
Oh, yo. I have a story of Anthony talking in his sleep. This man, Anthony, like kind of like passed out on her couch or whatever. Yo, we were playing Super Smash Bros. And all of a sudden from Anthony's mouth, all you hear is, stop it. Yo, like, yo, but it was like, yo, nobody's around him. Nobody's touching him. He's just on the couch. And he's like, stop it. And yo, just like, right back to sleep. I was like, yo, what
the
fuck?
I be having the wildest
dreams.
I don't know what was happening that day, but I was like, yo, Christ. I was like, yo, somebody save my boy, son. Someone save him from the dream world right now. Facts. Fuck, where's my phone at?
Oh, another question that I remember from your phone.
Go for it.
Out of all of us, who gets the hottest baddies? Baddest shorties?
Easy.
I say it's Angel.
This guy right here.
Whoa.
Oof. No, this guy right here. Nope. This guy right here.
No.
Angel's...
This guy was there. It's like, yo, have you seen my Instagram, bro?
No. Okay.
You see my Instagram, bro?
The followers that I be having on the gram, baddies. Some of y'all are, oh my God, gorgeous. And the big titty ones, this is a message that I have for y'all. I hope that somebody is telling you at the end of the day that you're gorgeous. Because some of y'all be posting shit and I'm like, yo, if they went the entire day and nobody said, damn, you're beautiful, that's a sin. Ladies and gentlemen, for this portion of the podcast, we're going to be going to my Instagram to answer a couple of questions, because we asked you guys for some questions. So now we're going to go ahead and scroll through these and decide which ones are the best ones.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll start off very strong. Boys, questions from IG. How big is it? Next question.
Can I actually have one? Like a question?
Yeah,
really quick one.
Yeah,
if you guys had to have a theme song to your life, what would it be?
Jesus.
Oh shit, hold on.
Oh my God.
I'll pull up a banger right now.
Can I tell you mine? Mine is so weird.
Can we play it?
Mine is lame. I mean, it's
not
lame.
Can we play it? Hold on.
Yo, I'm starting out my life like this and ending my life like this. I wanna be the
very best. All right, let's not get copyrighted here.
So, Alex looks for his theme song.
Oh,
bitch! Yo, shout out to Prom.
That's probably not my theme song, but that's like my hype song. So
yo.
Yeah, there's not hoes calling a young motherfucker's phone.
Yo.
I wish.
Damn.
Nah, they.
Well, it was like they not calling you. They hanging up.
Damn.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, fuck it. I'll just play this one. Fuck it. This is a high school throwback, bro.
go back to high school, bro.
Yeah,
I can buy with this.
This is a freaking banger.
Yo, this, I can get this. I can get with this. I like
this.
Yo.
This is definitely
Nah, this ages though.
Yeah.
He just
smoking on juice, smoking that pack, yeah.
Nah, he's shining. That's not.
What? You put me on the spot. You put me on the spot.
Nah, you smoking no packs. No packs.
I just like to get hyped to this. I
get that bag. I rock a no one face. Yeah.
If you in your past life were you a human or like what were you? I'll go first.
Go ahead.
I think I was like which is weird because I have like a really big fear of birds, but. I think I was like a free flying spirit. I think I was like maybe like a. I want to give myself more credit to sound like a badass that I was like a hawk or an eagle, but in reality, maybe I was just like a regular bird.
Like a pigeon?
Nah, I was a plant.
Nah, not a pigeon.
I think I was.
It's like pigeons are dirty. I'm not dirty. Like it would be like
an
a
owl.
What's like a yeah an
you're
owl.
Wearing brown. You're wearing brown.
Ooh, yo, that was fire. Dude, a fucking owl.
Yeah.
All right. Nah, I'd be a plant. I think
What type of plant? Yeah.
I don't know. I'd probably be like a fern or some shit. I feel like
you're a fucking herb. That's why. It's because you're a fucking herb.
I see myself like on like
a. Oh, you just called himself a herb.
Whatever. I have this image where I'm this plant. And I'm like sitting on a balcony in this cute girl's apartment, and she talks to me every day. Is that lame?
Yeah, is that lame?
Yo, his herb level just went to 9,000 right
now. I like plants, man.
Oh. If I were to be any plant or animal, I mean, I think I was probably an animal.
Probably anything. Probably an inanimate object, I guess, technically.
Yo, I was probably like a water creature.
Fair. What type of water creature?
Damn.
Angel was an orca.
Nah, I was thinking like a walrus.
Like a
kill. How many offsprings do you guys want? So like how many kids do you want?
However many she can handle.
You want a family of 10?
You think girls can pop out 10 like it's easy?
Listen, our ancestors used to pop out 9, well, 10
yeah,
people.
But back then women didn't have a choice. Oh, I'm sorry, that's so bad.
I'm glad that the truth is coming out in the second half of the podcast. Wow.
Nah, there was a lot of...
Just saying, we know where...
There was sexist men
listen,
that
there
could.
Was patriarchy, yo.
There was patriarchy.
Dog, you said as many as she can pump out.
Nah, that was a joke.
Sure it was.
You're turning red there, Anthony. You're turning red there.
Yeah.
Just two. One boy, one girl. That's it.
Fair. Which one do you want to come first?
Doesn't matter. As long as I have a kid. It don't matter to me.
Okay.
It don't matter to me.
Fair enough.
I'm biased. Like I said earlier... Girl dad the whole way through. That's not just a Kobe Bryant thing. But yeah, girl dad the whole way through. Y'all want to hear something really... Two is my answer, by the way. Two girls would be perfect, but if not, then a girl and a boy would be fine. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of the AP3 Podcast. You know, follow us on all socials. AP3 Podcast on all socials. I'm at Alex.McBuckets on all socials. Instagram, Twitter, like fucking... Yeah, that's basically it. And TikTok also. So,
yeah, y'all already
Anthony O'Hara 17 on all platforms. Check me out. Hit me up. Actually, don't hit me up, actually.
Angelito_SO5 on TikTok. Angelito_S5. Follow my Lido thing for producing music and stuff like that, too, on the reels. Yeah. This has been your boy Lido here. Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy McBuckets. And we're out of here.
The main expansion.
Jesus Christ.
He didn't like that he got called, you know, a little gay, which was no problem with it. But Meek Mill, like, if you're gay, just say that, bro.
Oof.
Like, I haven't seen you drop anything nice since Dreams of Nightmare.
Ooh. Whoa.